I think the biggest thing about this move is finding a place where I can be happy and go out there and just be myself. And I think here was the best fit for that. So I'm very excited about it. You know, coming here, Bruce Allen, Mr. Snyder, Jay Gruden, you know, I think it was an open arm situation. And, you know, I just was just looking for an opportunity to come in and just be productive and help out any way possible. So, you know, I think this place right here is, you know, a great place and has some great things going on, and I'm just happy to be an addition to help this team win.
Well, folks, get used to that voice. DeSean Jackson, now a Washington Redskin, believe it or not. Rob Woodfork here with you alongside George Wallace. And George?
Yes.
There's your offseason splash, my friend.
You waiting for it.
A lot of people were complaining that the Redskins weren't doing enough in free agency. It's a good thing they didn't, because they wouldn't have been able to get this guy had they not.
Yeah, and they, you know, they recruited this guy pretty hard, and that's kind of the most you've seen them go after somebody this offseason. And I guess, why not? I mean, it's a very dynamic player. He's going to make an instant difference upgrade to this offense. There's no question about that. And anytime you get a chance to get a three-time Pro Bowler like that, you go out and do it. I was very skeptical on it. I know I was in the minority on this.
I was going to say, you sound like a man who likes this move.
About doing the move, if the money was not right. But it turns out the money is okay. Guaranteed
it is okay.
$16 million, so I'm okay with that. So we can proceed now.
That's actually not bad. I mean, it's a lot of money. I think people look at that and say, you know, that's a lot of money to give a guy who's got some question marks off the field. But, I mean, if you look at him compared to Percy Harvin, who is a comparable player, he makes, what is it, about $3 million more annually?
Yeah, like 19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they got him for a pretty good deal. All things considered.
Yeah, and he's got a, you know, now it's a situation, it's a three-year deal, voids after 2 years. So he has to play. He has to behave if he wants to get that long-term deal. And I think that was a big part of it because of the question marks off the field. Now, you know, he's obviously denied it. You've had, you know, the NJ.com story come out about it, but he hasn't been convicted of anything. I mean, nothing has been, you know, and he doesn't like hearing all this either. So I would think that he wants to go out and prove himself as well.
Right.
And make sure that put all that to rest, put the Philadelphia stuff to rest. In the conference call yesterday with us, he didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
So you know that it was not pretty the way it ended. I'm sure a lot of that was accurate, the reports you hear about the relationship with Chip Kelly and Philadelphia. But now you get a fresh start. You want to prove yourself. Now you got 3 years, 2 years to do it.
Exactly. And I thought it was pretty interesting that D. Hall was the driving force for all of this, because weren't those guys going to blows in week one? So,
and he said it too. He said, look, D. Hall called him up, said, I know that we've had our issues in the past, but you can help us win. And these players aren't stupid. They know if you get a player that can help them win, you put all that stuff behind it. You know, because the window is so short.
Right.
In the NFL, and you want a shot to, you know, to get it done. And, you know, these guys aren't stupid. Robert Griffin III's all over him, was all over him. You know, D'Angelo Hall, even Pierre Garçon, we saw the pictures of them all out, you know, the night that he got to town. So,
pretty curious that somebody who is fighting some perception issues is tweeting pictures of himself in the
That
club.
Would be a red flag with me, too, to be honest, because that's what your, you know, perception is everything, right? I mean, so that's the kind of history that you've had and the way people perceive you. So I don't know if I would have gone that route, but, you know, I'm also not making $16 million guaranteed. So
That's right. But you
can't play football like him. So.
And you do get that kind of attention in the club, though. Let's let's be honest. But let's ask
only
this.
When I'm with you, my friend. Only when I'm with you.
So what about how much impact does he have? Like, how does this change your perception of the Redskins?
Oh, I think it's big because the thing I think you have to worry about is, are there enough footballs to go around? Okay,
that is a thing, because your number one receiver caught 113 passes last
Correct.
Year.
Right. But you look at Alfred Morris, who they want to catch more balls this year out of the backfield. You got Roberts, who came in on free agency. You got Pierre Garçon. Now you've got DeSean Jackson. You still have Leonard Hankerson coming back. Right. Now, this addition will definitely take some pressure off and some double teams off of Pierre Garçon, which is good. But the key to all this is Robert Griffin III.
Exactly.
If he cannot come back from last year and get better, then all this isn't going to matter, right?
Exactly.
He's got to get back to where he was a couple of years ago. And if he can stay back there, spread the football around, and look out.
Because he's got weapons, and we didn't even talk about Jordan Reed. Presumably, he's going to be back healthy.
That guy, too.
I mean, he caught 45 passes in, what, 8 games?
Yeah, so, as a rookie.
Yeah. So,
no,
I mean, they've got weapons all across the field.
Absolutely.
And you're right. I mean, RG3 is sort of the key to all of it. We didn't really talk about free agency. I mean, we talked about free agency leading up to it, but we haven't really talked about some of the guys that have been added. Quiet as it's kept, Ryan Clark got added the same day as DeSean Jackson. A lot of people aren't talking about that, obviously.
I think that's going to be key to it. If anything, for a locker room aspect of it.
Yes.
Because he is the leader that he is. He'll go back. He'll play immediately. He's got that leadership quality in the locker room, and I think that's going to be big.
And that's key for a team that just lost London Fletcher.
Right. So, and gaining DeSean Jackson. Yeah. Same day.
Exactly. And have Dee Hall putting his arm around him.
Right.
I think the other high level, and I mean, the two biggest free agent signings, obviously DeSean Jackson, but Jason Hatcher.
Yes.
Taking him away from the Cowboys.
Yep.
Guy had 11 sacks, 8 in division last year. So you weakened a couple of division opponents while making yourself better. Those are the two big money acquisitions there. I mean, guys like Tracy Porter, Andre Roberts, Sean LaVau, you know, Hayward, Sharpton, all of those guys are depth guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, none of those guys are going to make you sit up and pay attention. But, you know, Porter's interesting because I feel like he's sort of underachieved a little bit throughout his career.
I agree with that.
But
no, you're right, though. Hatcher's big because that's going to free up, I think, a lot. You're going to have, you put him on that line. You know, you still have the Stephen Bowen situation, which I still think something may happen there. You may have to rework a contract or two, may ask him to take a pay cut. We'll have to wait and see. But the key, to, I think, with that is you're going to free up Arakpo, I think, and Kerrigan. You know, I thought it was interesting that the owners' meetings last week, Jay Gruden said that he's okay with Arakpo playing out the franchise tag, basically saying he needs to see more from him. Arakpo needs to have 12, 13 sacks this year. He's got to do it.
Minimum.
And he should. And he should be able to do it.
Yeah. Especially with Hatcher there, Kerrigan on the other side. I mean, they've got some tools there, and they need to use them because then all of a sudden what you've got in the secondary doesn't matter quite as much as it would if you know, you weren't getting that push up front. Now, in the last podcast, if you listened, I said that the team needed three players that they had to get. Darren Sproles didn't happen.
Okay.
He went to the Eagles. But I feel like DeSean Jackson sort of outweighs losing out on that.
Yeah, I think so.
Anthony Collins, he ended up signing with the Bucks. Captain Munnerlin, who has an amazing name. He is a Viking. So they didn't get those guys. But it seems like...
Are you trying to call out Bruce Allen or something for not listening to you?
No. No. Because if he listens to me, they'd probably be in trouble. I would run this team like Madden, and I'm pretty sure that's what the owner did for a while, and that didn't really work out so great. Tracy Porter, I guess, is comparable to Captain Munnerlin for all intents and purposes.
Okay.
But I would have liked to have seen them get some more depth on the offensive line, but I guess that's the byproduct of the DeSean Jackson signing is that you can focus on offensive line with that 34th pick.
Well, that's the thing, and you're exactly right, because now at 34... You know, because I would say if my two big things were, because they addressed the defense a little bit, the depth-wise, okay. But my big things were the offensive line and receiver.
Yeah.
So now you're right. You get the playmaker.
You're stacked the receiver now.
Yes. So now at 34, you take best available, you take offensive, whatever you want to do.
And hope maybe you have an impact safety, somebody that Ryan Clark can groom, because they certainly have a
You know, you still got Phillip Thomas coming back. You don't know what he can do. He's hurt himself his rookie year last year.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but you can't rely on that.
Right.
And I got the sense from talking with Jay Gruden that he knows they need more help back there.
Yeah.
So, which I don't think is any secret.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, the Redskins are sort of suddenly one of the front runners in the division now.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
after going
3-13. And, you know, it's funny because it's, you look at, and Gruden said this last week too, that you look at the Chiefs last year, you can get quick fix. You can rebound the next year in the NFL.
Right.
It's easy to do. And I think that was a lot of the problem with the Shanahan situation.
Right.
You know, talking about breaking it down, building it back up, doing it the right way. That's fine. But to go 3-13 in year four, you can't have that. You
can't do that.
Right. So you look at the Chiefs, they won two games and they go to the playoffs last year, win the division.
Right.
The Redskins now 3-13, and they were more than one player away from competing. But I think they've added, I mean, this makes a huge difference now in the offense, DeSean Jackson.
Sure.
You still have the question marks on defense, but you've added a few pieces there. And the special teams, I think, got better. You look at a lot of these guys they picked up, it's special teams depth as well.
Exactly.
And that was a huge, obviously,
and presumably DeSean will at least return punts.
Or you put Santana even back there now. Who knows what Santana's role is going to be on this team?
I don't know if you put a 40-year-old receiver back there.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, one thing we know for sure is that we will definitely be back for the draft.
Well, April 17th, the schedule comes out. Supposedly.
Oh,
that's the word.
All right.
That's the word. So you're looking at least one of the two games with the Eagles prime time, I would think.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Because I was worried this team's not going to get any primetime games this year.
No, they've got RG3. They're going to get at least one primetime game.
Yeah.
So
well, they're
going to
everybody gets the Thursday night, and then you're going to get I'm sure you'll get an Eagles game.
Yeah.
So
well,
we'll see.
That's happening Sunday night or Monday night.
Right.
All right, so we'll come back for the schedule
unveiling.
Yeah,
we'll come back and talk about the schedule. We can't let everybody go that long without hearing from us.
I know. Yeah. You're right. We shouldn't have gone
look
this
for our
long.
Pictures,
we apologize for
look
that.
For our pictures tweeted from the club next time. We'll see if we can get to
and
somebody.
On that note, that is George Wallace, Redskins beat reporter. Rob Woodfork here. I actually wrote something a little bit in-depth about the DeSean Jackson signing. Be sure to click on that on WTOP.com. And we'll talk to you guys next time.